morning and good evening, wherever you're watching from, and welcome to Believers Faith Connection broadcast. Hallelujah, this morning. Glory to God. This morning, before we begin our broadcast, hallelujah, I will feel and say strongly to pray for ministers of the gospel, and especially those called in the fivefold ministries. Then I'll have one announcement, and then we are going to jump in right into our message today. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you for all those who have been called into the fivefold ministries today. Father, how much they are needed today around the world with all that is going on. I pray for apostles. I pray, Father God, that they have the ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is leading them to do. I pray for the strength of the apostles. I pray, Father God, as they go around, even planting churches and doing ministry, that they are encouraged by your Holy Spirit. I pray for the leadership of the Holy Spirit in their ministries. I pray for pastors across the nations of the world. Father, also that they are encouraged and they are led by the Spirit of God, that no weapon formed against any pastor can prosper. Father, I pray that you strengthen them, strengthen their families, and bless them with every area of their needs. I pray for evangelists all around the world. Father God, especially this time we're restricted much on traveling internationally. How I pray that the message of the gospel of salvation may go to very many and reach many, including in the villages, through the evangelists. I pray for their strength. I pray for financial breakthroughs, increase in every area of their lives. I pray for the teachers of the word, who seem to be sometimes ignored, but they are the major part in the body of Christ. Father, I pray that they may also be encouraged. Give them platforms so, Lord, they can bring the message of the truth to the people and expound them in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for the prophets. Lord, before you do anything on the earth, you do it through the mouth of, you speak through the mouth of prophets. And I thank you, Father God, for those who are called in the prophetic ministry, that, Lord, this ministry will stand firm and stand tall, that the body of Christ may hear the voice of the Spirit through the prophets. I thank you for all those in the fivefold ministries and also the ministry of helps, which is so important. So we thank you. And now, Father, we pray that we have ears to hear what Holy Spirit is saying to us today. I bless your people, and I thank you for your people in Jesus' wonderful name. And God bless you, and welcome again to Believers Faith Connection broadcast. As always, before we begin today, I'd like to share with you something that I've already shared, but it's worth sharing it again, and that is, if you have not registered for Believers Leadership Connection conferences via Zoom, starting this month, the last Saturday of this month, I'm not sure whether it's 28th, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, that is in the United States. Again, is in United States, 1 p.m. in Africa, in Kenya, I know it's around 9 o'clock. We have several registrations. As a matter of fact, I have some from India and other places. You want to register? Well, you say, what is the purpose of the conference? Zoom conferences is to encourage believers, encourage people in the name of Jesus, and especially those in the fivefold ministries. And since now we are in the last leg of the last days, that they need to be encouraged and strengthened. And we are going to be getting teachers along the way from this side. And also those other ministers can also share and encourage one another. That's why we need it. You just go on our website and you see Believers Leadership. Hallelujah. And you will be blessed. Well, you say, how do I go there? You just go on to mcmworshipcenter.online. And you click the first tab to the top, new, and you'll be directed there. Register so we can send you the link so you can be a part of it. Amen. God bless you. And I'm so glad that you become a part of the leadership connection. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so today we are going to go straight into our message. And today we are talking about the major, glory to God, the major things that affect and destroy believers' relationship with God, including marriages and ministries, if these things are not attended to. And this is probably going to be a part one because it's a little lengthy message, but you are going to be blessed with this message. Well, why have I kept and why do I keep talking about relationships so much? Well, I tell you the reason why I'm talking about relationship. Because in these last days, without an intimate relationship with God, we're going to be lost and damned. Not really damned because God want to throw you off, but because you're going to need to hear the voice of God wherever you are, whether you are working, whether you are your own business, whether you are whatever you are doing, a mother at home, you need to hear the Spirit of God. We need to hear instructions from heaven because so many things are happening. That's why we need a relationship with God. Remember, I am not talking about a relationship with men because a man can be we can have a relationship with man today, but tomorrow, what's going to happen? That man or that particular person, if you have only a relationship with men, it's not going to work very well because they are not going to be there all the way 24/7. So I want to bless you and I want to welcome you to our messages. Again, I cannot emphasize enough, there are 10 major things that affect and destroy believers' relationship with God, and we need to look at them. So without wasting any time, and I'm going to just go ahead and bring them up there on your screen for you very quickly, and then we are going to go, we are going to go one by one with every one of those things or relationship. We have all these 10 of them that we are going to go through very quickly, and you are going to be blessed by every one of them. Number one key that will help, that will affect your relationship with your Heavenly Father, and I have personally to watch this all the time, is what we call unforgiveness. Unforgiveness. Turn your Bibles to the book of Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11. And we are going to look at 25 through 26. You know, I have chosen to teach the simplicity of God's word so that the messages are not in any way to condemn anybody, but to bring the light of the gospel so that you can know your place, because there is a manward side and there is the Godward side. These messages are not there because I have arrived and I know everything about them. I'm telling you right now, they hate me, they help me, they correct me, because the one that God loves is corrected just like every one of you. And therefore, we are looking at the word of God, not the word of man. Amen? So number one, and you want to write it down, is unforgiveness. Good morning. Is unforgiveness. Now, Mark chapter 11, verse 25 through 26, the Bible says, this is what the Bible says, and whenever you start praying, whenever, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses. You see, the enemy uses this as number one key killer of relationship. Not only your relationship with God, but your relationship with men. And what the Bible is encouraging us to do is, ladies and gentlemen, is to forgive, let go. Well, it's so hard, they hurt me so much, I don't know whether I will ever forgive them. Have you ever heard somebody say, I don't know that I will ever forgive them? Well, the Bible is very clear. If you do not forgive them, you are not going to be forgiven by your heavenly Father. Which one would you rather have? I'd rather have a forgiveness from my heavenly Father. Amen? Praise the Lord. That's what we need to do. Let go. Some of you have been hurt for so many years, and some of you keep on getting hurt. And you wonder, why, man, what have I done? Well, the devil is loose on the earth, but his time is coming, and he's going to be folded out, dropped in the lake of fire. Bless the Lord. You're just going to let go and say, you know what? This, I'm not going to let my relationship with my Heavenly Father be contaminated and be affected because of this. Glory to God. Remember, for those who are joining us, we are talking about the major things that affect and destroy believers' relationship with God. Number two, lust of the flesh. And ladies and gentlemen, all these things are up there, and they are right there on your screen, and you can see them right there. Number two is the lust of the flesh. Turn your Bible to the book of Galatians. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 through 21. Galatians. The Bible says, I say then, walk in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary one to another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident. And the Bible says, we are reading Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 through 21. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outburst of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, leverage, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I told you in the time past. Now, this is important. Those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Ladies and gentlemen, all these things are mentioned. Are they worth for you to lose the kingdom of God? And what God is doing is correcting the church today, because we are truly in the last of the last days. And if you want the blessings of the Lord, you also have to watch these things. You know, in families today, and the reason why I call this message, that this is not just a thing that destroy your relationship with God, but actually can affect your marriage. It can affect your relationship with God. God bless you, Reverend Muchang, there from Kenya, I see you. It can affect all these things simply because if you are not careful, you are going to be in your church or in those places you go for fellowship, continue doing these things regardless of what warnings come, and then you wonder why the blessings are not flowing. So it will affect your relationship. Number three, because I want to tackle five, and then tonight we'll do the rest of them. Number three, that thing that affects your relationship with God is what we call pride. There is a scripture, and I want you to turn there, that is in Proverbs. I want you to turn your Bibles to the book of Proverbs, chapter 11, verse 2. Proverbs, chapter 11, verse 2. Maybe you know what it says. It says, when pride cometh, then cometh shame, but with the Lord is wisdom. There are many times when we truly need wisdom of God, but because we are Mr. Know-it-all. You see, personally, I have gone through college, and I've also gone through theology seminary, gotten my doctorate. But there is something that comes with that. If you develop pride in the process, or you get a position even in the church, and you start being arrogant to the people that are there, you are going to affect, it's going to affect your relationship with your Heavenly Father. That's what the Bible says. Proverbs 16, verse 18. The Bible says, pride goeth before destruction, and the haughty spirit before a fall. Most times people don't realize that when you are prideful and you have a pride in your heart, it's going to affect your relationship with God and also with other people. As a matter of fact, another portion of the scripture in the, I believe in the Proverbs, it says that there are seven things that the Lord hates most, but one of those things among them is prideful spirit. And the devil is causing so many people to walk in pride. Simply because you got something, now you become so prideful and you cannot, nobody can tell you anything. But we need to let that go. Proverbs 18, 29, 23. Proverbs 29, 23 on this matter of pride. A man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold a humble in spirit. You see, ladies and gentlemen, and you can go read this in the book of Exodus. Moses was known to be the most humble man on the face of the earth. But yet, look at what God did and used this man, how he delivered the people and ended his ministry. Can you imagine having a ministry of millions and millions of people following you? That's a big ministry. God entrusted this man. Why? He was humble. But when you become prideful, you are going to not do very well. And you can read through the Bible. Pride comes before a fall. Proverbs 8:13. Proverbs 8:13, I have more scriptures on pride. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogance and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate. James 4:6, finally on this pride. But he giveth more grace. How many want more grace? I know I want more grace. I'm telling you every day, I say, I need grace, Lord. Give me grace to endure, grace to overcome, grace to go through this stuff that I'm going through right now. He giveth more grace. Wherefore, he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. God gives grace to who? To the humble. If you are humble, God will give you grace. And the Bible says this, grace is sufficient. We need grace in these last days. With escalating prices of everything going up, we need the grace of God. And we need an intimacy. We need a good relationship, a strong relationship with your Heavenly Father. Glory to God. So those are the scriptures right there on pride. Number four, and remember what our message is all about. And our message, as you can see on the screen, is the major things that affect and destroy believers' relationship with God, including marriages and ministries, if they are not attended to. Number four thing is hatred. Hatred. Glory to God. Hatred is number four thing, and you can see it right there on your screen. Turn your Bible to 1 John 4:20. 1 John chapter 4, verse 20. Hatred. Let's look at hatred, what the Bible says. Again, I like to go to the scriptures so that I'm not saying my own things, but what God is saying. Are you there? 1 John 4:20, this is what the Bible says. If a man say, I love God and hateth his brother, wow, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? Now stop there for a minute. Do you have issues with your brother? And no, let me say this. A lot of us, including me, we all have issues with one another. And here is not just a brother who you're born with, it's even a brother in Christ. In the church, there are many people, one will sit on one side of the church, another one on one side of the church, and they are all saying, Lord, touch me, Lord, touch me. Lord, God is saying, you see that brother on that corner? You need to reconcile with that brother. You need some help. You see that sister over there? You need to get that sister and ask for forgiveness. Before you can bring your praises to the Lord, we need to understand these matters. You know, if we don't preach these things, who will? Thank God pastors are doing it, but evangelists are also doing it, and all these people in the fivefold ministries. But you cannot go to a church, and especially some people like big churches, because you can hide in the balcony, and while somebody else is at the front. But let me tell you something. God sees the balcony, and he sees the front, and you need to not go in church. I'm not saying you don't have these things, but be quick to ask for forgiveness. Don't be so prideful. Say, Lord, I really don't know how to handle my brother. I don't know how to handle my sister, but I am asking you to help me because I really need, I don't want to miss heaven. Some of us will miss heaven because of being stubborn and being so arrogant and so prideful. I'm here to help you, and God is wanting to, you know, God whom he loves, he corrects. Number two, on hatred. Turn your Bible to 1 John 2:9. 1 John 2:9, the Bible says, he that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. If you say you are Christian, if you say you are a believer, I don't care whether you are bishop, whatever names you are, but if you say you are that, and you hate your brother, the Bible, I did not write this, but this is what the Bible says. He says, he who hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. You want another scripture? Proverbs 10:12. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 12. I hope you're writing them down. Glory to God. The Bible says, hatred stirreth up strifes, but love covereth all sins. Another translation says, covereth a multitude of sins. God does not like people to hate one another, and especially if you call yourself a Christian and a believer in the body of Christ and even in the church. Matthew 6:15. Matthew chapter 6, 15. I told you I'm going to be a stickler of the word. That's what I do. I love the word of God. Glory to God. That's what has brought me here in America and kept me for 32 years. Glory to God forever. Not bragging, but it's the truth anyhow. Have I missed it? I miss it all the time. I really do. But I am quick to ask for forgiveness. Lord, forgive me. You know, the Bible says, don't even let the sun go down holding wrath. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not saying you're not going to be tempted with these things. All of us going to be tempted. Don't be so prideful. I never have that problem. Listen, I have it a lot of times. Did you hear what I just said? I have these issues all the time. But I ask the Lord, Lord, I come before you again. I did it again. Please forgive me. Cleanse my heart. Give me a contrite spirit. See, David was not a perfect. David was not a perfect man, but he always come to God and say, "Lord, I did it again. Please, my heart is just wicked. Help me, help me." And that's what we need to do, ladies and gentlemen. Matthew 6:15. I'm sorry. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. If you're holding grudges and unforgiveness, God is saying, you got to forgive others in order for me to forgive you. It's that simple. Why are we complicating? I don't care whether you read it in Greek, in Greek, whatever it is. It's the same thing. Just, oh no, even if you, I almost spoke my mother tongue. Even if you read it in your mother tongue, it will say the same thing. You cannot escape it. It's the word of God, all right? Matthew 5:44. But I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you and do good to them that hate you. And pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Now, wait a minute. Why would God say despitefully? Because he knows there are people who are despitefully gonna abuse you and misuse you and even persecute you. There are people who are gonna do that. But God is coming back and saying, even though they do those things, you got to let go and you got to love them. Hallelujah. John 15:18. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. So don't worry about the world hating you. As a matter of fact, if you're a believer and nobody hates you, just check it out. Because you're going to have some enemies, but smile. Go, hey, listen. You know, I said last Sunday, and I don't like speaking about it, but in Tamba, in our church, we have given, actually I've been corrected, I think it's over 5 million pounds of food. 5 million pounds of food to the needy in the community. Now, I don't talk about that much, I mean a lot, but I have a gentleman that's faithful. There are several people in the that do that department. And they are very diligent in what they do. But you know, we can do all these things. But if we don't do it in love of God, in the love of God, it's not going to help at all. Because God, yes, he told us to do it, and he's happy we are doing it. But we are still bound by the same word. We're going to love them, we're going to bless them, and we're going to do them right. Oh my gosh, our time is almost up. Number 1 John 2:11, and then I'm going to do number 5 real quick. And then we're going to do the other five tonight. 1 John 2:11. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. Ladies and gentlemen, there is something that hatred does, and you don't really want this. But when you have a hatred, it blinds your eyes and you can't even see why things are failing, why things are not working. And you do not want that. You really don't want that. Amen. And then I'm going to just bring you to something else. Number 5, and then the rest of them we're going to do tonight. And we are talking about, again, for those that may be joining us, we are talking about the major things that affect and destroy believers' relationship with God. It can also destroy your marriage and your ministry if you don't take care of it. Notice I said, if you don't take care of it. Very important. Now, number 5, covetousness. And ladies and gentlemen, this is a major issue in the body of Christ. Covetousness. Turn your Bible, and our time I know is up, but turn your Bible to Ephesians 5:5. Ephesians 5:5. The Bible says, for this you know, that no old monk, no unclean person, no a covetous person, who is an idolater has any inheritance in the Christ, in the kingdom of Christ of our God. Hebrews 13, verse 5. Let your conversation be without what? Covetousness. And be content with what? I like that word. Be content with what? With such things as you have, but he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake you. Because somebody has gotten a house, your time may not be up for that house, and you don't know what they did to purchase that house. Now, all of a sudden, you covet their house, or you are covetous, or maybe married. You are covetous of somebody else. Now, God is saying, you got to be careful with that. You cannot afford that, and you don't need that. God bless you. You do not need that. Oh, hallelujah. From my village is somebody there. Thank God for them. Glory to God. I'm talking about, I got excited. God, I saw my village there in my town, there in Africa. Somebody watching. Glory to God. Blessings to you. So we need to be careful about the spirit of covetousness. All right? Your time will come. Even though you have waited a little while, but just keep thanking God. And you always say, like I always said when I came in the United States, if God can do it for them, he'll do it for me. If God can do it for that person, he'll do it for me. And if God can do it for them, he'll do it. So I just give God the glory. Father, I give you the praise. I give you the glory because you will do it for me because you did it for my sister, for my brother. Amen. And don't be covetous. Luke 12, again, I have just a few more scriptures we're going to pick up tonight. Luke 12, verse 15 through 21. Luke chapter 12, verse 15 through 21. And he said unto them, take heed and be aware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesses. Did you hear what God said? Your life is not made up according to God with the things you possess, because you have a big house, because you have a bigger car. God does not care about all those things you have. God cares about your heart being pure. Why? It's your spirit that is going to go to heaven. You are not going to take your house with you and your gold and silver to heaven. You can have a mega corporation. You're going to leave it down here, right here, okay? Now, I'm not saying blessings are not there. And listen, the church is about to see something they have never seen before, the glory of God before the coming of the Lord is coming. Why? Because Jesus is coming for his bride, and the bride is not going to be all dragged down with coronavirus and sickness. I'm just going to make it to heaven. No, glory of God, there is transfer of wealth and glory to God. Great things going to happen, and they are happening already. If you do not know this, there are people receiving their blessings. There have been more miracles, signs, and wonders, and the world is going to say, that's the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I am preaching the truth and the gospel. You know, we have people going saying, is the end time. But God is just coming to get us out of danger. No, listen, God is in control of this world, not man. Not one single man is in control of the world, but God Almighty. Hallelujah. And God is coming to bless his people in a mighty way. Let me say that for the record. The glory is coming, and there is glorious things that are going to happen to the body of Christ. So if you feel like you are left out, just encourage yourself. No, my time is coming. I'm going to get out of this world in a style. Glory to God. Not with the mask dragged down, sickness, disease hitting your body. No, God is going to heal you and then take you out of here in a style. Glory to God. I always tell the people, and I tell people in my church, occupy till he comes. Believe for the best. Work for the best. Encourage one another and tell them, we are not wimps. We are people of God, and we are going to make it. We are making it, but it's going to be better. It's getting better. I don't like people who are coming, who go around telling me, we are finishing now. Listen, Let me encourage somebody, and let me stop here, and I'll pick up tonight. If prices on your gas goes to, here in America, $10 or $20, the Bible tells me God owns a cattle on 1,000 hills. It's time to start believing God for the provision of heaven, which is unlimited. The provision of the earth is limited. The barrels of oil and everything can increase. But let me tell you something. Just like he provided manna in the wilderness when there was nothing, God is going to provide food on your table. God is going to provide money for you. God is going to bring people that you have never heard of to bless you. You just taste. I feel like preaching, but unfortunately our time is up. I'm telling you right now, I get to that preaching mode because I know who God is. I know what he has done for me. And if he can do it for me, a little young man from the village, hallelujah, like somebody says, in the hills there of Kirimiri, of that somewhere there, hallelujah, he can do it for you and he will do it for everybody. Be encouraged today and be healed and be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Glory to God, hallelujah. And God is just telling us, these are check marks. God is just, check this in your life. Make sure this one and this one does not affect what I'm about to do in your life, because I'm rearranging everything and I'm going to bring blessings and everything is going to come in alignment. And God is saying, just check your love walk. Check that unforgiving spirit, the lust of the flesh, the pride. Just check those things. Hallelujah. The Bible says anything that is so weighty that before on you, just put it aside. Hallelujah. Well, God bless you. Hallelujah. And we are going to meet again here at 6 p.m. And you just want to join us. God bless you. We love you. We don't like to close our broadcast. We're past time. I never will. My wife says, 30 minutes. Well, listen. She doesn't invite me to it, but I think it's a good idea. But I have so much. It's never 30 minutes. It's always way 30 minutes. But anyway, glory to God. Our conference, pastors and church leaders conference, we are going to have it for 1 hour. It's going to be awesome because I'm going to have these pastors share a little bit their testimonies and encourage one another. It's not about one man show. It's about the kingdom of God. We don't like to close our broadcast without giving you an opportunity to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. If you know that you really need this minute from your heart, today you'll be join thousands of people who have prayed this prayer. Lord Jesus, I come just like I am. I have sinned against you. I've held bitterness and forgiveness, all kinds, you named it today. Again, it's my sisters, my brothers. Please forgive me. Wash me with your precious blood. I want my names in that book of life. I acknowledge that you came, you died, and on the third day you rose from the dead, and you are alive forevermore, Lord. And I want to be among the number when you come back. Thank you for writing my names in the book of life. Thank you for making me a brand new creation. Thank you for forgiving me today. In Jesus' name, amen. Just tell your pastor, listen, go tell your pastor, go call your pastor, tell your friends, tell them today, just don't let pride keep you from relationship with God, okay? And tell them you're a new creation, hallelujah, and you're expecting, and expect great things for your life. Till tonight at 6:30 p.m. here, Eastern Standard Time, United States, I'll see you then. God bless you, and we love you. Amen.